Hello, welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I am your host, Kenny Severo, and today I would like to give my opinion on the best MLB uniforms in MLB right now. Who will be number one? Stay tuned to find out. I am on social media on Twitter at Kenny_sports and Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. On with the show. Look nice and professional. Over the years, we have seen the best uniforms and the worst looking uniforms. With that in mind, here are my top 10 best MLB uniforms right now. Coming in at number one on this list is the St. Louis Cardinals, and for good reason. With the interlocking STL cap logo and the bird on the bat in the jersey logo border is perfection. The red white color scheme is perfection as well. Their home uniforms is a classic and should never be tampered with. The cream alternative jersey is beautiful. The baby blue retro uniforms I have never got because blue does not fit the Cardinals color scheme. But somehow it works. Their away jersey might be the second best road jerseys in the league. But overall, they have the best jerseys in MLB right now. Coming in at number two is the New York Yankees. A navy blue cap with a white interlocking NY, both in the home and away uniforms. Yankees uniforms, their logo is the most iconic and most recognized uniforms in the world. The home uniforms is something it should never be tampered with. Did you know the Yankees did not start to wear pinstripes uniforms in the late 1920s and 1930s? The reason for that was to make Babe Ruth slimmer. However, the away uniforms can be improved upon. It just looks a little bland. They should add a little bit of flair to the away uniforms. But overall, the Yankees uniforms are the second best uniforms in Major League Baseball right now. Also, an alternative uniform would be nice. Coming in at number three is the San Diego Padres. Over the years, the Padres kept on changing the uniforms. From the pinstripes to the sandy away uniforms, the Padres tried them all. However, their new uniforms has hit pay dirt. The brown, gold, the pinstripes, and fire are all back. The home uniforms are a thing of beauty as the pinstripes makes a return with the words Padres on the chest. The rose sandy jerseys are very unique, but I like it. The away uniforms are amazing. Some people call it the UPS uniforms, but they sure look nice. Coming in at number four is the Oakland Athletics. Let's start with the color scheme. Athletics green with the white and gold works. Their home uniforms are nice and clean, and it should never be changed. The Kelly green alternatives with the white lettering and gold trim is the best alternative jerseys in baseball. Don't argue with me on that one. The yellow home jersey with the green lettering is pretty good. The road grays can be improved upon, while the green road alternative jerseys is a nice touch as well. Coming in at number five is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers uniforms are timeless classics. The blue, white, and red color schemes work to perfection. Their home uniforms with the Dodgers script on their chest with the numbers in red is awesome. The away uniforms might be the best away uniforms in the game right now. Coming in at number six is the Boston Red Sox. Throughout the years, the Red Sox have never been afraid to change up their logos. Their home whites are timeless classics, while the red alternative uniforms is a nice touch. The Sox away jerseys shines a lot as they recently went back to the red lettering on their chests after going with the black lettering for many, many years. Perhaps my favorite Red Sox uniform is the road alternative jerseys. The blue color scheme with the red lettering deserves a spot on my list of alternative jerseys in MLB right now. Coming in at number seven is the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs jerseys have always been timeless classics. Their away uniforms have been updated over the years, but this time it works. The home uniforms is something that it should never be tampered with. The blue alternative uniforms have been around for a while now, and it just works. I think the blue alternative uniforms that the Cubs have is right on my top 10 list of alternative uniforms in Major League Baseball right now. The navy blue, the whole Cubs logo on the side of their chest, it just looks right to me. Coming in at number 8 is the Milwaukee Brewers. This season, the Brewers unveiled their new uniforms, and it looks awesome. It is nice to see the away grays slowly phased out of rotation. The new blue uniforms with the gold lettering instantly won the best alternative jerseys in all of baseball. The cream jerseys are also so clean, and also the pinstripes home uniforms is a nice touch. Coming in at number 9 is the Kansas City Royals. The Royals' cover scheme has always been the best, and they deserve a spot on this list. The home uniforms are very beautiful, with descriptive Royals on their chest. The away uniforms are the best at MLB. Their alternative uniforms can be a bit better. I just feel like they don't need that long trimming stripe in the center of their chest. I think it looks ridiculous. And finally, coming in at number 10 is the Toronto Blue Jays. What is old is new again. The Blue Jays have a great color scheme. The blue, white, or a little bit of red just works well. The Jays kind of strayed away for their looks, but they're back now. The home jerseys are spectacular with the Blade Runner-like font on their chest. Same with their away uniforms. As for the blue alternative jerseys, they look great. There is one more jersey that I would like to discuss, and that's the Canadian red jerseys that they wear every Canada Day. Although it's technically a part of their color scheme, it looks pretty nice. I mean, you have to be different in order to, you know, stand out for the crowd. And having that red color actually helps out the Blue Jays in any way they can. I mean, I like it. I mean, I hope they wear it more throughout their entire franchise. But I guess it's only for one day. Well, folks, that is the end of my episode. Please follow my podcast episodes at Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until the next episode, see ya.